Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. Rain good, snow really. Well, there was some to the north and west, and we may not be done with the rain. So what all did we get? AccuWeather meteorologist Heather Zare.
We got a lot of 1 to 2 inch rain reports around the region yesterday, even a few that got well over 2. That's going to help the drought, but we're now done with most of the heavier rain. We'll have some lighter rain, mostly from the city on Northward here this morning, and even into this afternoon. That rain is going to be around, but we'll also mix with snow in higher elevations. It'll continue to do that through the day and even into tonight. Small accumulations are likely in the high terrain outside of 287, mostly on non-paved surfaces, and snowflakes can occasionally mix in a little closer to the city, though temperatures in most places will peak in the upper 30s to low 40s. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Heather Zare on 1010 Winds and 92.3 FM.
Of course, whatever the weather brings, stay with 1010 Winds for the latest information. We'll get you through. Make that 3 tries for Diddy. Sean Combs has another bail hearing today in his sex trafficking case. 1010 Winds' Darius Radzius has a story outside Manhattan federal court.
If at first you don't succeed, try and try again. That's exactly what Sean Diddy Combs is doing, asking a federal judge for the third time to grant him bail. Lori Levinson is a former federal prosecutor.
Combs is arguing that he really can't prepare for trial with his lawyers while he's in custody. It's just too difficult.
Combs' lawyers say that the prosecutors are mischaracterizing some video evidence. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Some of the evidence, which is film footage, contradicts some of the allegations in the criminal indictment.
Prosecutors say Combs has tried to contact potential witnesses from behind bars.
Combs evidently was making phone calls from jail to potential witnesses.
And they say he's also a flight risk. Darius Radzius, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM at the federal courthouse in Manhattan.
Stabbing at a Queens high school ended with one teen wounded, another facing charges, and 2 more being questioned. This happened yesterday at Long Island City High School in Astoria. Police say a 16-year-old was arguing with 2 other boys when one of them stabbed him in the head with an unknown object. He was taken to the hospital in stable condition. 15-year-old arrested on assault and weapons possession charges. Police are questioning 2 other 16-year-olds as well. A 16-year-old boy was shot more than a dozen times on Staten Island yesterday. It happened just before 5 p.m. near York and Paw Street. The boy hit in the back, arm, and both legs, and he's taken to the hospital, said to be in stable condition. Police say the shooter ran off on Prospect Avenue near Jersey Street. No description, no arrest so far. Sources telling 1010 Winds that this shooting may be gang-related. A Long Island town is joining the battle over congestion pricing. Hempstead Town set to file a lawsuit today charging the state and MTA violated state law in pushing through Governor Hochul's revised plan. Supervisor Don Clavin telling 1010 Winds.
We think the crust of our lawsuit stems on what the New York State Administrative Procedure Act requires, which is requiring a 45-day period to allow the public to comment on these changes.
Supervisor Don Clavin there. 1010 Winds has reached out to Governor Hochul and the MTA. So far, no response. Police are looking for 3 women in connection with the slashing of a teenage girl on a Bronx subway platform yesterday afternoon. This happened just before 3 p.m. on the northbound number 2 and number 5 platform at the East 174th Street station in Crotona Park East. The women attacked her. The girl slashed in the neck, arm, and head, taken to the hospital in stable condition. The attackers ran off. No arrest, no indication of what sparked that incident. Police do have an arrest in the slashing of a Danish tourist on the Upper West Side earlier this week. 25-year-old Joshua Zinberg taken in custody yesterday morning, charged with assault and attempted murder in the attack on a 55-year-old man visiting from Denmark. Police have identified their suspect in the theft from a 9/11 memorial in Midtown. 21-year-old Dekel Alcantara is the person that they say took the precious piece.
A gold-plated rose symbolizing resurrection that laid on top of 3 large pieces of steel taken from the debris pile on 9/11. Father Brian Jordan says the church simply wants it back where it belongs, no questions asked.
It's been here for 22 years. And people who are 9/11 survivors, 9/11 family members, they come by here regularly. This is the first 9/11 memorial shrine in Manhattan.
He says the shrine is a place where so many people come to pray each week, and it is dedicated to all of the victims of 9/11. Police are looking for a suspect. Clergy members at this church believe that it's a man who is frequent to visit this church and has caused trouble in the past. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, in Midtown.
Now police have released a photo of the suspect, which you can see at 1010winds.com. Four people were hurt in a chain reaction crash in the East Village last night. This happened at 6:30 at East 6th Street and 3rd Avenue. Started when a minivan hit a 26-year-old pedestrian, then it slammed into a taxi and three parked cars. The pedestrian and three people in the cars were taken to the hospital, all expected to recover. Driver taken into custody. No charges so far. It's the first move on the City of Yes. After a long, contentious meeting, City Council Committee approved a key part of the mayor's housing plan.
This is the first change to city zoning law since 1961. It will help build tens of thousands of affordable units. Among the supporters, Council Member Sean Abreu.
Every part of the city will be shouldering the common obligation to be building at least some housing.
In return, City Hall will spend $5 billion on the council's own housing agenda.
Very much needed infrastructure investments for our parks, our sewers, to everything that is gonna be needed because of the added density to our communities.
There will still be some areas where parking mandates remain based on density and proximity to transit. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The full council vote is expected next month. The Mets are showing some love to the city today, holding their 10th annual Mets Giving turkey giveaway, handing out some 8,500 birds. Jane Sun is the team's head of community engagement. She tells 1010 Winds they're donating to groups in all five boroughs.
The Mets is at Citi Field. We're home in Queens. But we want to make sure that, fans, community members alike throughout the city feel like we're, out there to support them, especially because we know that they're always there to support us.
Mr. and Mrs. Met and former Met John Franco will be hitting giveaways all over the city, including Manhattan's Common Pantry, Part of the Solution in the Bronx, Maimonides Park in Brooklyn, Queens Community Justice Center, and Project Hospitality on Staten Island.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.